Weekend clashes in Egypt between minority Christians and Muslims has killed 12 people and highlighted rising interfaith tensions. The violence outside of Cairo that left a church wrecked by fire and more than 200 people wounded was triggered by rumors that Christians had abducted a woman who converted to Islam. A local Coptic Catholic bishop has criticized the response by Egyptian police and army, saying that they were slow to act on the violence. John Pontifex is the head of press and information at Aid to the Church in Need.
The reports center on the suburban district of Mbaba, where there is in fact a number of churches that have come under fire as a result of a dispute centering on a woman who is alleged to have converted from Islam, and as a result of that, the Muslim community fear that that particular person is under threat, and as a result, we've got all the problems that have taken place over these past days. And there are a number of churches that have been attacked. We've got a church in Mbaba itself, and one very close by that's also come under fire. And there's a great fear now that the violence will spread from Mbaba all over Cairo and indeed elsewhere. The reason is that the tension between the various communities has grown to a point of potential breaking point. So that's the situation that we now have at the moment. And we're hoping very much that a situation of calm will be restored and that the church will begin to find ways to work with the wider Muslim community to restore calm.
Now, has the government or have security forces intervened to help?
Yes, they have indeed. The police have made it absolutely clear that they aren't prepared to brook any opposition of this nature. And indeed, they have sent in some security around the churches. And the head of the army has indicated that it'll use an iron fist, that's his phrase, to tackle the threat posed to law and order. But many people, including the one of the bishops there, Bishop in Mbaba, who says that unfortunately the army have been slow to respond. This is Bishop Antonius Aziz Mina, who says that the army, the police, have not reacted as quickly as they could have done, and they're trying to remain neutral. They've also indicated that they do not wish to get involved in a scuffle with the Salafist Islamic extremist movement, who is understood to be at the center of the violence against the Christian community.
Now, how about the current political climate in the country? Does this pose a risk for Christians?
It does, because with the overthrow of Mubarak, what we're seeing is that Egypt faces something of an identity crisis. It has a military-led government in place. But what will happen in the long term is as yet still unclear. The big question is whether indeed the Sharia will be imposed more vigorously as the basis of law and order in society. And we have seen in the past months since the overthrow of Mubarak the rise of Muslim extremist groups who, until Mubarak's downfall, were very much suppressed and they were never seen by the general populace. Now they're rearing their ugly heads in different parts of the country, and they are seen with the Muslim Brotherhood to be the only credible alternative form of government. And they're the ones who are said to be organized, whereas the those who are promoting democracy in a Western-style government do not have the same level of organization to push forward their agenda. So there is a concern that the impetus behind the revolution could be lost by events that follow.
Now, is there a possibility or is there fear that Christians will leave Egypt?
Yes, there is indeed a great fear of that happening. And indeed, it seems that it's happening already. with many of the villages and other communities in the upper Egypt district, which is the in many ways the heartland of ancient Christianity in the country. Fears of people leaving. There are reports already that many have left. It's fortunate that the country has a high rate of population growth, and because without it, the Christian numbers would plummet. But there is this great fear and great uncertainty that many people feel about the future for Christianity in an area where all the time there are reports coming through of Christians saying, we want to leave, we do not feel safe here, we do not wish to stay in this region.
Well, John, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
There is, yes. We at Aid to the Church in Need, being in contact with the various bishops, feel very strongly that Egypt should be a focus for prayer for the faithful at this time. There's a great concern about its future, and of course, what happens in Egypt has manifest implications for the whole region. So we're concerned that people pray very much at this time for those who do not have the freedom, particularly to worship and practice their faith as freely as we in the West are able to do. And we pray and we urge others to pray alongside us for them so that they may be granted the freedoms and the rights that are due to them.